This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda holds discussion to make labour market more dignified and safer. National Assembly meeting adjourned amidst a petition protest. And fire rage on in Hawaii with 53 dead and more than 1,000 missing. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Himire and Chairperson of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timmasina met with President Ramchandra Podel. Speaker's press advisor Shekhar Adhikari said that the ongoing obstruction of Parliament was discussed in the half-hour meeting held at President's office Sital Niwas at 10 a.m. today. During that time, the President was concerned about the ongoing obstruction of the Parliament. During the meeting, the Speaker and the Chairperson of the National Assembly expected the support of the President to clear the obstruction of the House. Stakeholders at the initiatives of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda convened today morning to discuss making the labour market more dignified and safer. In the discussion held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the stakeholders deliberated on the problems facing the Nepali migrant workers abroad and the management of the labour market, among others. Their discussion also touched on bringing those engaged in foreign employment, self-employment and the informal sector under the ambit of the Social Security Fund. It was shared a program related to it would be organized on August 16. Prime Minister Dahal, during the meeting, directed the concerned authorities to launch a study into the problems facing the Nepali migrant workers abroad and to find means and ways to resolve them sustainably and present them in the next meeting. Furthermore, the head of the government instructed to work on the ways of securing the welfare of the Nepali migrant workers abroad and making foreign employment more dignified and safer. In a dramatic turn of events, today a session of the National Assembly came to an abrupt halt as opposition party CPN-UML parliamentarians staged a protest leading to the adjournment of the meeting before any agenda could be addressed. The session commenced with Chairperson of the Legislation Management Committee, Jayanti Devi Rai, presenting a study report on pending laws in compliance with the 2080 Constitution. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Thanraj Gurung, was set to discuss the extension of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's tenure. Heated discussions ensued as parliamentarians from both sides expressed their views on pressing political matters. Ruling party members advocated for state agencies to spearhead the gold case investigation. Flood relief efforts and lumpy skin disease control were also discussed. The assembly reconvenes on August 16, Wednesday at 1 p.m. aiming for more productive deliberations. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mohat has said that it is necessary to expand the network of Nepal's first woman entrepreneur special industrial village, which is being built in Panchkhal of Kavrepalanchuk district. Addressing a program organized by the South Asian Women's Forum in Kathmandu today, he said that the Women's Industrial Park concept has progressed and its work will be carried forward with priority. He said that this industrial park is believed to play an important role in creating jobs and increasing production in the country, as Nepal's large labor force is abroad. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat said that the role of women in building the rural and modern economy is increasing and the state has taken a policy to promote it as a priority. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Sakti Bahadur Basnit has said that the problems seen in the energy sector will be solved collectively. In a discussion with the President of the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Chandra Prasad Dhakal, and other officials at the Ministry of Energy today, he said that all problems will be resolved only through the collective efforts of the government and the private sector. Minister Basnit said that only through the meaningful efforts of the government and the private sector, there will be greater development and expansion of the energy sector and the creation of new opportunities. Two more persons have been arrested on the charge of becoming doctors by making false educational qualification certificates. They were arrested by the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police. Central Bureau of Investigation, CIB, spokesperson and superintendent of police Navraj Adhikari informed Manit Chaudhary of Morang and Shraddha Shilpakar working at Ishan Hospital in Kathmandu were arrested. According to Adhikari, Chaudhary was arrested from Morang this morning and Shilpakar from Kathmandu last night. The Bureau has started an operation against making false educational certificates. Yesterday, the Bureau arrested 5 people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Major wildfires are still burning across Maui, while neighboring Big Island is also grappling with blazes, although officials say these are under control. In a press conference held in the last few hours, Hawaii's governor called the fires the largest natural disaster in Hawaii state history and said 80% of historic town Lahaina is gone. A total of 53 bodies have been recovered. Authorities estimate about 1,000 people are still missing, although many could be uncontactable because communication lines are disrupted. In Lahaina, in the west, the blaze ripped so quickly through the town, survivors had to jump into the sea to avoid the flames. Fire officials say none of the fire in Maui are 100% contained and conditions remain dangerous and unpredictable. Tens of thousands of tourists have been evacuated and 11,000 people are without power on the western half of the island. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has defeated a no-confidence vote in the parliament after a three-day debate. His government was not expected to lose the vote as his Bharatiya Janata Party and its allies have a majority. Mr. Modi criticized the vote as an attempt by opposition parties to defame India. Opposition leaders said the vote was moved to force him to speak on the ethnic clashes in Manipur state. More than 150 people have died and tens of thousands have been displaced in Manipur since May, when clashes broke out between the majority Meitei group and the tribal Kuki minority. Mr. Modi publicly addressed the violence weeks later after a video that showed two women being paraded naked by a mob sparked global outrage. Ukraine has declared the establishment of a humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea aimed at freeing cargo ships stranded in its port since the onset of the conflict, challenging Russia's de facto maritime blockade. This move comes after Russia reneged on an agreement last month that allowed Kyiv to export grain from its seaports. Initially applicable to vessels like container ships moored in Ukrainian ports due to the 2022 Russian invasion, the corridor excludes those covered by the defunct Green Deal. This maneuver tests Ukraine's ability to revive sea routes while Russia attempts to reinforce its blockade. Safety concerns loom large with military threats and sea mines lingering along shipping paths. Only vessels confirming readiness under these conditions will pass, according to the Kyiv Independent. The Ukrainian Navy communicated proposed corridor routes to the International Maritime Organization. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim province and at a few places in the Kosi, Mades and Karnali provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Mades, Gandaki and Lumbini province. Currently, the axis of monsoon trough lies north near Nepal of Sardar Station. In addition to this, the low pressure system in the northwest terrain of Bihar in India and nearby has also had an effect. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda holds discussion to make labour market more dignified and safer. National Assembly meeting adjourned amidst opposition protest. And fire rages on Hawaii with 53 dead and more than 1,000 missing. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.